Hare Krishna. So this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila chapter 17, verses number 101 till 103. So we'll first recite this verse and then read further. This is verse number 103. I'll just recite 101. On another day, a mendicant came to beg alms from the Lord's house, but when he saw the Lord dancing, he also began to dance. He danced with the Lord because he was favored by love of Krishna. Thus, he flowed in the mellowness of love of Godhead. We'll now recite text 103. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. On another day, an astrologer came who was supposed to know everything, past, present and future. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received him with all honor and put this question before him. Purport. Brahmanas generally used to become astrologers, Ayurvedic physicians, teachers and priests. Although highly learned and respectable, such Brahmanas went from door to door to distribute their knowledge. A Brahmana would first go to a householder's home to give information about the functions to be performed on a particular tithi or date. But if there was sickness in the family members would consult the Brahmana as a physician, and the Brahmana would give instruction and some medicine. Often, since the Brahmanas were expert in astrology, people would also be greatly inquisitive about their past, present and future. Although the Brahmana appeared at Lord Chaitanya's home as a beggar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received him with great respect because he was a qualified Brahmana who knew the astrological science perfectly. Although Brahmanas would go door to door just like beggars, they were honored as very respectable guests. This was the system in Hindu society 500 years ago during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This system was current even 100 years ago. Even 50 or 60 years ago, when we were children, such Brahmanas would visit householders like humble beggars, and people would derive great benefit from the mercy of such Brahmanas. The greatest benefit was that a householder could save a great deal of money from being spent on doctor bills, because the Brahmanas, aside from explaining the past, present and future, could ordinarily cure all kinds of diseases simply by giving instructions and some medicine. Hopelessness for doctors in the country. Thus no one was bereft of the benefit of a first class physician, astrologer and priest. The important members of ISKCON should give careful attention to our Dallas school, where children are being taught Sanskrit and English to become perfect Brahmanas. If they are actually trained as perfect Brahmanas, they can save society from rogues and ruffians. Instead, people can live happily under the protection of qualified Brahmanas. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita 4.13 gives special stress to the division of society, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagashah. Unfortunately, some people are now claiming to be Brahmanas simply by birthright with no qualifications. Therefore, the entire society is in chaos. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayhyam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkrapa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine
నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
హరే కృష్ణ. So I'd like to request the blessings of all the devotees before we can share a couple of thoughts on this particular section of Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are reading this morning from the Adi Leela, chapter 17, verses between 101 and 103. Srila Prabhupada used to say that the Chaitanya Charitamrita is like a Bengali rasgulla. Now everybody who has had a rasgulla knows how delectable that sweet is. A rasgulla is meant to be sweet, it's meant to be soft, it's meant to be succulent, it's meant to be squeaky. And Srila Prabhupada said, anywhere you bite into the rasgulla, all you taste is sweetness. Some sweets have a covering outside and the sweet inside. Some sweets have a sweet outside and something inside. But Srila Prabhupada compared the Chaitanya Charitamrita to be a succulent, soft, sweet, squeaky rasgulla. Wherever you taste it, whichever side you taste it, it is extremely delectable, palatable, and delicious. This is the beauty of the pastimes of Shri Krishna, and this is the beauty of the pastimes of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we talk about the pastimes of Lord Ram, there is less sweetness in the pastimes of Lord Ram, because the pastimes of Lord Ram are very idealistic. They are stressful to hear. They are stressful to hear because they constantly poke in our face and remind us of what is ideal. It's very hard to live by the idealism and the ideal values that Ramayana portrays to all of us. So is the case with the Mahabharata, the Bhagavat, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yet, the difference between the Srimad Bhagavatam, in particular the 10th canto, and the difference between the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in particular these sweet pastimes of the Lord, is that despite giving us philosophy, there's constant bouts and constant doses of sweetness. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is like a delectable, delicious, palatable, soft, sweet, succulent, squeaky, roshogulla, as they would call in Bengali, you know. Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and Mahaprabhu himself is extremely sweet because Radharani's devotion is sweet and Krishna is sweet. Imagine the sweetness of Krishna combined with the devotional ecstasies of Sri Radha. That is why he's called the golden volcano of love. Imagine a volcano. A volcano erupts, bringing out hot, destructive lava. But imagine a golden volcano. Look at him. Attractive. Look at him from any angle. Attractive. Look at him from any side. Attractive. Look at his activities from any side. Super attractive. And imagine when Krishna and Radha in one, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, when both of them come in one personality. Good heavens. It's a golden volcano of love rupturing out. Rupturing out. Not hot, but the super cooling lava of mercy and of divine grace. When there's a lava of mercy and divine grace that erupts out of this Mahavadanyaya avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who can be bereft of the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness? Who can be bereft of the opportunity to make that divine connect with the Absolute? Who can be bereft with the opportunity to transcend the miseries of material existence? Who can be bereft with the opportunity to ascend
to the heights of divine love? Who can be bereft with the opportunity to get out of this material mire and reach the heights of spiritual ecstasy in the spiritual world? Yes, indeed. This is the most merciful Mahavadanyaya avatar, the golden volcano of love. And as this love erupts, only the most unfortunate will remain bereft, because they want to run away from this lava that is erupting. Therefore, the more we dive deeply into the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, all we can do is get fascinated by the principle of mercy and divine grace. It's quite amazing. Srila Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam spends extraordinary amount of time. He spends extraordinary amount of time so that we do not think Krishna is ordinary. And a great deal of time, an extraordinary amount of time needs to be spent so that we do not think that Krishna is ordinary. Because when we read the 10th canto pastimes of Sri Krishna, the sweetness of his love with his devotees, with his boyfriends, with his girlfriends, it seems to be so absolutely ordinary. Even Brahma is bewildered. Muhyanti yatkav suraya. The demigods are bewildered. Indra is bewildered. Brahma is bewildered. What to speak of us, London wallas or Mumbai wallas? What to speak of us? They're bewildered. Muhyanti yat suraya. So Srila Vyasadev painstakingly spends time explaining the greatness of Krishna. Extraordinary amount of time explaining the extraordinary activities of the Lord before we get to the 10th canto, which seems to be very ordinary. 9 cantos. 10th canto is Krishna Leela. Why wait? Why wait? Study creation, my God. Creation. Apart from some who are so technically oriented, the creation cantos are the ones where you just want to just pass through, browse through them. Expert for Oxford and Cambridge graduates. If you're from King's, Imperial, Brunel. I'm sorry if anybody is from Brunel, no offense. If you're from any of, or from Cass, you say, I don't want to read this. Cambridge and Oxford graduates may want to delve deeply. Too intellectual, you know. Imagine extraordinary time spent in 9 cantos. Give everywhere. Beginning first canto till the end, just speak Krishna and Krishna's sweet pastimes. Why spend so much time? So when we come to the 10th canto, there's hardly any possibility left. If you have actually studied those 9 cantos thoroughly, with proper attention and proper diligence, there's hardly any possibility left that we would think that Krishna is an ordinary cowherd boy. And then we look at Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And this Rasgulla. And in the Rasgulla, Adi Leela, when Prabhupada said that this is a soft, squeaky, succulent, sweet, delectable, palatable, delicious Rasgulla. I love to use too many adjectives. It gives you an idea of what a Rasgulla is. If you happen to eat the wrong one, you say Prabhu was wrong. He used too many adjectives for such a simple thing. Oh gosh. You know, it's quite amazing. Kaviraj Goswami spends a great deal of time in this Adi Leela. This is the last chapter, chapter 17, which talks about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaviraj Goswami spends extraordinary amount of time, 16 chapters, so that we do not think that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordinary. If Brahma and Indra can think Krishna is ordinary, I mean, there's all scope and all potential to think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordinary, because he displays himself to be so. Krishna doesn't display himself to be so ordinary. The more we delve into the Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't see Krishna's pastimes that ordinary. And yet Vyasadeva spent so much time so that there's no chances left. And one can well imagine when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to this world, there's so much scope to think that he's just an ordinary Brahmana. Therefore 16 chapters, gosh, 16 chapters of hardcore philosophy about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Advaita and the tree of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and names. Srila Prabhupada said, anyone who understands, Prabhupada's statement, he said, anyone who understands the philosophy of Krishna consciousness from the Adilila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is very less chance that such a devotee would leave the Krishna consciousness movement for lack of philosophical conviction. Can't leave because your philosophy wasn't right. Kaviraj Goswami spent that time and Srila Prabhupada spent that time on these purports. And Kaviraj Goswami even tells us, Siddhanta Bolya Chitte Na Koro Alas. In this Siddhanta, in this philosophy, Na Koro Alas. Don't be lazy or you'll go crazy. You know, don't be lazy. It's very easy to be lazy. Jai Shri Radha Gokulanand ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Jai. Very easy to be lazy. You know, to understand this philosophy. Sometimes when we start talking philosophy, devotees say, Prabhu, please tell a story soon. Please tell us a story soon. Stories are attractive. Once upon a time. Oh, all ears, like cows in Vrindavan, all ears, all ears. As soon as you start talking philosophy, the ears go down. So Kaviraj Goswami tells us, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Na Koro Alas. Any of you know Hindi or any of the Indian languages, you know what alas means. Alsi Tattu is the word used. Alas, laziness, you know. Srila Prabhupada, he painstakingly commented, not on the esoteric pastimes. All the time, I am not the body, I am the soul. I am not the body, I am the soul. I am not the body, I am the soul. You are not the body, you are the soul. You are an eternal servant of Krishna. There is a spiritual world. Parastasmatu bhavonyo, vyakto vyakta sanatana. There is another unmanifest world there. Read the purport, read, hear his lectures. Constantly bombarding us with this. Why? Extraordinary time spent. So that we do not take Krishna and Krishna consciousness as ordinary. Ladies and gentlemen, there is always the scope. Conditioned soul has the mentality to take the ordinary as extraordinary and the extraordinary as ordinary. We take the ordinary things in this world to be extraordinary. People are running after money, running after larger homes, running after larger cars, running after hairstyles, running after branded wares. We make the ordinary into extraordinary. And there's a tendency of the conditioned soul to make the extraordinary into something super ordinary. Love is considered to be the greatest commodity that brings satisfaction to the heart and the soul. And in running after things, we consider something that's so extraordinary, love, to be like an ordinary thing. Therefore, our acharyas tirelessly work hard to explain to us the extraordinary nature of the extraordinary absolute truth by spending extraordinary time on explaining these things to us. You know? Prabhupada was amazing. He said, someone asked him, what is the purpose of, why are you translating the Bhagavad Gita? So Prabhupada said, the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is to understand that you cannot understand Krishna. So why translate? Why waste time? These classes, these books, why waste time? Pick the mala. Gujarati se mala, ne? Pick the mala, start chanting. Why spend so much time on this Siddhanta? Very simple. For three things. Srila Prabhupada spends all this time on his purports so that he can give us facts. facts. We are so fascinated by the magic, we forget this magic around us. Yesterday I was doing a talk with kids. All these young kids, 10 to 14. And I don't know what to talk to them. Some of these 10-year-olds look like... No, they're sitting like... You don't know what to tell them. That's not my age group. That's not my client base. That's not my clientele. My clientele is post 18. This 10 to 14, and the younger ones are, tomorrow Mother Guru Padma has called me to the school, the manor school, and you should see those tiny angels, God. When you tell them a story, they're like, you know what to tell them. Because you don't speak to them. So I have one of my gurus who's taught me magic. His name is Jankinath Prabhu. He's taught me some magic. So yesterday I did a trick for them. You know, I closed my eyes. They chose whatever cards. And with closed eyes, I told them what the cards were and whatever. They were in awe. Oh, how? And then I told them, we get so fascinated by this magical tricks that we forget the magic around us. There's magic around us. You can sleep is magic. Magic to fall asleep. Those who can't sleep know how magical it is to fall asleep. It's magical to fall asleep. It's magical to wake up and remember who you are. Imagine you wake up with an identity crisis. Who am I? It's magical. The more we look at facts around us, Prabhupada presents so many of these facts in his purports. Those facts lead to two things. One is faith. It's only when we look at the facts that we get faith. Whenever our belief is based on facts, that is faith. Whenever our belief is not based on facts, that is blind faith or blind belief. Prabhupada gives us those facts so that we can have faith. And with that faith, we can have fascination. Fascination. I told them yesterday, the kids, I don't worship Krishna because I'm religious or spiritual or because I'm an ISKCON man or anything. I worship Krishna because I'm fascinated. Fascinated by Krishna's magic. And I told them, when you get fascinated by Manchester United, what do you make? A tattoo of Man United on your hand. I said, I get fascinated by Krishna, so I don't make a tattoo on my hand, I make a tattoo on my forehead. I said, this is not some religion, this is fascination. I'm a member of the fan club of Krishna. Guys of Man United will t-shirts and tattoos because they're fans. We are all the members of the fan club of Krishna, so we put this on. You know? And I said, when anyone, Man United fans, they sing this song, you know, glory, glory, Man United. So I said, they're fans, so you sing that song. I'm his fan, so I sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And all of these young kids came to me and said, you were the only one who made sense, Prabhu. I said to them, I'm the only one who speaks of Man United, that's why. So yes, facts, faith, fascination. So much time. Vyasadeva, so much hard work. 9 cantos for the 10th canto. Kaviraj Goswami, so much hard work of the 16th chapters for the 17th chapter and later on the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada, so much hard work. All the perspiration of studying, working hard for the aspiration. To love Krishna. We can never reach that aspiration without perspiration. We all have aspiration to reach back to Godhead. No alas then. We all have the aspiration to get taste for chanting the holy name. No alas then. We all have that aspiration to experience pure love of God. No alas then. There's no question of laziness. Siddhanta boliya chitte na koro alas jaha hoite chitta lage sudrida manas. No alas. Lazy people don't get anywhere, even in the world out there. What to speak of achieving Krishna? You can't get a damned job. You can't get a damned job without working hard. You can't get a damn job by being lazy. You can't get a damn admission in a university by being lazy. You think you get Krishna by being lazy? Just having prasadam and increasing your cholesterol and sugar? What do we think Krishna consciousness is? You know? It's quite amazing. It's hard work. It's good to say grace, grace, grace. Devotees love those stories. Prabhupada has the backdoor key to Golok Vrindavan. So I don't have to do anything. Okay, no problem. He does. I'm not saying he doesn't. But then we become those religious guys who want to do nothing and have someone shed the blood so that we go back to Godhead. No, we don't want to do that. You know? We have to take responsibility to reach there. Our acharyas have given us that path of heart. You know what? Dictionary is the only place where death comes before life. Because D comes before L. Dictionary is the only place where end comes before start. It's the only place where divorce comes before marriage. Because D comes before M. It's the only place where a child is born before parents. Because C comes before P. It is the only place where evening comes before morning. And it's the only place where a destination comes before struggle. It's the only place where dinner comes before lunch. The only place where a doctor comes before you get fever, because D comes before F. And it's the only place where success comes before work. Dictionary is the only place where success comes before work, because S comes before W. Therefore they say, the elevator to success is out of order. You have to take the stairs, one step at a time, to reach up there. And I don't think Krishna consciousness is an exception. It's lovely to say, just dance in kirtan. It's lovely to say, just eat prasad. It's lovely to say, just relax, chill, take darshan, and they're all amazing. Achieving the aspiration of pure love and submerging oneself in the lava of that golden avatar is hard work. Grace is inclusive of hard work, not exclusive. When we hear grace, we think we don't have to do anything. When we talk about grace, we just think we don't have to do anything. Grace is not exclusive of hard work. Grace is inclusive of hard work. It's the two fingers. When we do our bit, Krishna does his by blessing us with his divine grace. Which is why it is hard work, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? When we do service, the skill is easy. If you're a cook, to master a recipe is easy. Even if you haven't been able to cook so well, you do it 20 times, 30 times, you'll get it easy. Like in India, we have this preparation called Paneer Tikka Masala. Any of you ever had that? Paneer Tikka Masala. It's spicy. It's nice. We have the recipe for it, professional recipe. In the marination for that gravy, 23 spices go in it. 23 spices in the right proportion, when they go into that marinated mixture, that is when paneer tikka tastes like paneer tikka. And if you don't know it, try it once, try it twice, try it thrice, try it four times, try it six times, try it 10 times, you'll crack it. No big deal. You're a pujari. You want to try the turban. You don't know how to tie a turban. You try a little bit, it falls off. You try it, it goes a little this side. You try it, it goes back side. All over the place. You do it 25 times, you'll crack it. Book distribution. You go to anyone, you do it 20 times, you know which lines to say. You know what to say. You know, you see a British person, you know what to say. You know, you see one of those Indian Hindu guys, just by looking at him, you know whether he's a Gujarati or a Punjabi. You know what to say. You know, looking at him, you say, Kem cho? Tamne jo chopadi joy che? You look at a Punjabi guy, say, Sasriya gal. You know, you do it 20 times, you crack it. Cooking, you can crack. Dressing the deities, you can crack. Book distribution, you can crack. You know? Speaking, sitting here is speaking, big deal, you know, anybody can do it. It's a skill. Cooking is a skill. Putting all these clothes on is a skill. Speaking and giving out books is a skill. Giving a lecture is a skill. Learn it, get trained, do it long enough, you can crack it. Therefore, when we have a skill, all you can call it is service. Because many who can speak outside, and they're doing it for others, that's service. Skill is service. It is service. You're doing it for someone. You're doing it here for Krishna now. You're doing it for someone. It's a service. You know? But beyond the skill, when there's consciousness involved, that's called devotional service. When I give a lecture with a skill, that's just a service. When my consciousness is involved in that service, that's called devotional service. Because now I'm conscious of Krishna, not of my skill. When I'm conscious of my skill, it's just a service. It's service. People are still hearing and getting some benefit out of it. It's just a service. And we can be so conscious of our skills. Man, I can speak well, I can do this well, I can sing well, I can play well, I can dance well. Well, good, not bad. At least you're doing something. Conscious of skill. When we are conscious of Krishna, and that consciousness element comes in, that service becomes devotional service. And when the right motivation comes behind that consciousness, devotional service becomes pure devotional service. Skill is the act. Being conscious of whom we are doing it for is devotional service. And being conscious of why we are doing it is pure devotional service. Therefore, we have to move from service to devotional service to pure devotional service. In service, we are conscious of our skill. In devotional service, we are conscious of Krishna, that we are using that skill for Krishna. And in pure devotional service, we are conscious of Krishna with wanting nothing for us. Our motivation for why we are doing what we are doing. We have to convert our service to devotional service, to pure devotional service. And ladies and gentlemen, it is hard work. Skill is not hard work. 20, 30 times, you get it. I must have given by now, in my last 20, 22 years, I must have given about 3,000, 4,000 lectures. With 3,000, 4,000 lectures, you need to prepare. What do you need to prepare for? You've read, you've spoken so many times, so many places. Just sit. Half of the things I've spoken now is not here, not written here in my notes. More than 50 to 60% of the discussion that we've had so far, you can come and see, it's not in the notes that I prepared this morning. It's a big deal. Skill is no hard work. It's a little bit hard work, but we'll do it. With a little attention, we can crack it. When it comes to cracking consciousness and motivation, we go crack. We become crack. You know? Believe me, we live in an age today which everything's instant. Coffee is instant. Nescafe, decaf. Open the bottle. You open the bottle. Peel the cover off. Put the spoon in. Take a spoonful of Nescafe decaf. Pour it in. 30 seconds. Go to slot machine. Pour a coin in. Sprite comes out. Buying things, who goes to a shop? Online shopping. So online shopping. Amazon, Flipkart. You know when we used to spend money, the quit would quit our pockets? You remember when the quits would quit our pocket? When we would give out that money, we felt like something's going. We feel something's going, therefore we are a little sparing in our spending. Now with credit cards, you don't see anything going, anything. You only see product coming, nothing going. So you keep swiping, 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 swiping. Where's the money? Oh, we'll work at it. No worries. We live in an age of instant gratification and instant results. Krishna consciousness is hard work. It is not instant. Krishna prema doesn't come like this. taste for the holy name doesn't come like this. Pure love and experience of bhakti doesn't come like this, like a Nescafe, like a product from Flipkart, like a can of Sprite from a slot machine. It doesn't come like this. Cooking comes like this. Speaking comes like this. Book distribution comes like this. They're all easy to crack. Pure love doesn't come like that.
Which is why painstaking, hard work, not external. Painstaking, internal hard work in checking our motivations is what Vyasadeva teaches by 9 cantos of hard work to the 10th canto, is what Kaviraj Goswami teaches by 16 chapters of hard work for the 17th chapter of sweetness of Mahaprabhu's pastime, which is what Srila Prabhupada teaches by hard purports to bring us to our aspiration of sweet love. And in this particular section, the story is amazing, where an astrologer, whenever the word astrology comes, all devotees are all ears. Prabhu, what is your opinion on astrology? But I'm not going to give time for questions anyways. Because we are meant to end by 8:45. Oh gosh, astrology is such a hot topic, hot topic. You know, anytime. People, you say astrology and devotees are ready to pounce. But you may be lions to pounce on me. But I am a deer. I run very fast. I'll sneak out very quickly, escaping all the questions on astrology. An astrologer. And Kaviraj Goswami says this astrologer came to Mahaprabhu's place. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says Lord Chaitanya went to the astrologer's place. Something happened. Either he came or he went. Someone went somewhere. But the story took place. And Kaviraj Goswami calls the astrologer Sarvagya. Aradine Jyotisha Sarvagya Eka Aila. One day, a Jyotishi, Jyoti is the light of the stars. Jyotishi, one who based on the stars calculates what your life will be. Aradina Jyotishi, one Jyotishi, one astrologer, Sarvagya, who knew past, present and future, came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to ask all of you a question. How many hair you have on your skull? Brahmacharis, this question is not for you. But even you have hair which grows and you have to shave off, right? How many hair do you have in your skull? Can anybody tell me? No? Okay, let me ask you an easier one. How many hair do you have in your eyelashes? You can go to the mirror and start counting today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many hair? How many fingerprints? How many lines do you have on your palm? You know? No? Stunning, isn't it? Everybody's fingerprint is different. Stunning. 7 billion people on earth. 7 billion. And not one's fingerprint is like another. You have a manufacturing unit, a car factory. It manufactures every car exactly the same. You feed in the blueprint, it manufactures everything exactly the same. 7 billion people, not one human, not one animal is like the other. Not one single fingerprint matches with the other. Extraordinary magic. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Keshava tua jagata vichitra. Krishna, your world is magical. What have you done? How can you not be fascinated by this person standing on the altar? We're not a religious cult. We are a fan club. Because we are fascinated. We are fascinated by this personality and what he does. Not a single fingerprint matches with another. Stunning. Astonishing. Fascinating. That's the word. We don't even know. You know? Okay, I want to ask you a question now. 22nd of April, 8:39, 1998. Who was giving class here? Who was giving class sitting here on this Vyasasan on the 22nd of April 1998? Tell me. Do you know? You don't. Who will give class on the 22nd of April 2063? Tell me.
Prabhuji, will I be there? I don't know. Who's going to give class? How much do we know? We don't know the hair on our head. It's right there. Can't count. We don't know the fingerprints on the finger lines on our palm. We don't know who gave class in 1998 on the 22nd of April, and we don't know who's going to give class on the 22nd of April in 2063. And forget about that. Today is the 22nd of April, 2018, Sunday. Bhaktivedanta Manor, Temple Room, the Chaitanya Charitamrita class is going on. It is 8:39 now, by the way. Tell me what's going on in the kitchen. Not cooking. Tell me what's being made. Apart from those who don't know the menu, don't answer the question. Tell me what's going on in the Brahmachari ashram. What one Brahmachari who's not come for class is doing up there? Tell me. Oh, some Brahmachari is saying, oh, it's simple, bro, he's snoring. Tell me one of your friend who's not come for Bhagavad Gita in the present. Forget past, forget future. Look at the present. And tell me, we are sitting here, how much do we know? And yet Kaviraj Goswami calls this astrologer Sarvagya, who knows the past, who knows the future, and who knows the present. We don't know what happened on 22nd of April last. We don't know what's going to come in the future. We don't know what's even happening in the present beyond the scope of our little limited area here. And even while you're sitting there looking at me, you don't know what's happening to the guy behind you. He's in samadhi, falling apart. You don't even know what's happening to the guy behind you. You know? Kind of. Such a limited scope. And Kaviraj Goswami calls this astrologer Sarvagya. Eka dina jyotisha sarvagya eka aila. And Srila Prabhupada, in his commentary, comments on how Brahmanas were expert astrologers, priests, teachers, and Ayurvedic physicians. And Srila Prabhupada, what a comment, you know. He says, in those days, householders could save a big deal of money because Brahmanas would give medicines very cheaply. Ayurvedic medicine, they wouldn't charge much for those medicines. Today, Ayurvedic people can charge a lot of money, you know, for the medication. Amazing. You know what's amazing? That Lord Chaitanya, who is Sarvagya? Krishna knows the past. Krishna knows the future. Krishna knows what that brahmachari is doing up there. Krishna knows what your friend is doing in his house who's not come here today. Krishna knows each one of our lines on the hand. Krishna knows the count of hair on each one of our heads. And even in our eyelashes. Vedaham samatitani, vartamanani charjuna, bhavishyani cha bhutani, mamtu vedana kashana. He tells Arjuna, I know the past, I know the present, and I know the future. And yet, Lord Chaitanya is asking the astrologer a question. What would you call it but a pastime? This is called a pastime. That when you know everything, you are a Sarvagya. And then you go to an astrologer and you say, you are a Sarvagya. Can you kindly look at my stars? Can you kindly look at my kundali? And tell me who I was in the past. Who I was in the past. The astrologer, the Sarvagya. How many of you want to know your past? Raise your hand high enough so I can see. Raise your hands if you want to know who you were in your last lifetime. Okay. Okay. Most others are thinking we don't, Prabhu. It'll be embarrassing to know what we were in our past lifetime. I have a great deal of trouble with this stuff, you know. This in India you have this Bhrigu Samhita and Agastya Samhita. And they are precisely accurate, by the way. That science is stunning. What Prabhupada talks in this purport is currently existing. You go to one of those Sarvagyas who knows the Bhrigu Samhita and who knows the Agastya Samhita. You go to him, he'll tell you your name. You're meeting him for the first time. He can tell you the name of your family, your grandfather, your grandmother, up to your ancestors. Stunning. I don't go. I have never dared to go. Agar jaake malum pada kutta tha main, ya sher tha, ya suar tha. If I realized I was an animal or something, my God. If I realized I was a pig in some streets of India, God, I'll have schizophrenia. Not knowing whether I'm Gaur Gopal Das or Mr. Pig from a past life, I really wouldn't know. Knowing the past life can be dangerous sometimes. Okay, let's leave the past. Nobody cares. How many of you would like to know the future? How many brahmacharis want to know that will they make it as a brahmachari till the last breath? Raise their hands. How many brahmacharis want to know whether they'll make it till their last breath? Okay. How many grihasthas want to know will our marriage last till end? How many of those who don't have a kid want to know what kind of kid will be born to me? Future is fascinating for those who have uncertainty. For Lord Chaitanya, what's the uncertainty? In the past he was God, currently he's God, tomorrow he's going to be God. God is God. It's not Prabhupada says, God is God. It's not that God one day became God suddenly. Suddenly I chanted Hare Krishna, I realized I'm Bhagavan Gaur Gopal Das. You don't have such a thing. You are God in the past, you are God in the present, you are God in the future. What astrology do you do for God? What future do you want to make out? What is the future of Krishna? Krishna. What will you be in future, Krishna? Krishna. What will Lord Chaitanya be in the future? Lord Chaitanya, God. What will you and me be in the future is a question mark. Why astrology plays such a major role? Because the future is so uncertain. And you want to know. Many times people will come and say to me in India, but they call me Panditji. They'll say, Panditji, haath dekhte hai ke haath? I said, Panditji, do you have know some palmistry? And I say, haan, dekhta na, marne wala hai jaldi. You're going to die soon. That's sure. That astrology is fixed. The future is clear. Nobody's future has been different. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur, dhruvam janma mrtasya cha. The Gita is the astrological chart already. Nobody's future is going to be any different. Krishna's future and Lord Chaitanya's future. What future and what past? The same. But for us, the past was different. And if we don't live our life right, now. If we don't live our life right now, Mahaprabhu can do any pastime and he's going to remain Mahaprabhu in the future. I can't do any pastime and remain who I am in the next birth. Which is why astrology is intriguing. And Krishna doesn't have any karma. So he doesn't have to bother to calculate his charts. What is going to come now? I'm living now. Next 2 years, Shani, Rahu, Ketu, Mars, Venus, Jupiter. He doesn't have to bother. There's no karma. For those who have led so many lives in the material world with so much karma, then we have to say which bit of karma is going to come at what time. You know what astrology is? Astrology is nothing but a roadmap. It's a great roadmap. The roadmap, you know the state of the road is a smooth road, or the road is a bumpy road, or the road is a slippery road. You know the road is not made up with proper tar, it's a dilapidated road. When you know the road, you can drive right, but you still have to drive. The state of the road doesn't take you to your destination. The roadmap will tell you what the state of the road is, but you still have to drive to reach the destination. So we have all of these. The road is bumpy, the road is this, the road is that, and we have to still drive to reach our destination. Imagine sometimes you hear the road is very, very smooth. And when you hear the road is very smooth, people drive recklessly and meet with accidents. And sometimes you hear the road is really bumpy and you drive carefully and you reach your destination. So what's the job of astrology? To tell you about the road. So then you can be careful. You can be careful how to navigate our journey towards our destination. You know, it's quite stunning, quite amazing. But Lord did not need any astrology. He still asked this Jyotishi, please tell me who I was in the past. There's a lot more, but I'm not going to say this. It's already quarter to. You know what? He closed his eyes. Chaitanya Bhagavat Vrindavan Das Thakur says, he closed his eyes, the Jyotishi, and he chanted his Gopal mantra. As he chanted his Gopal mantra, he saw inside, he saw a form which was blackish blue in complexion, with a helmet, as Prabhupada said, with the Vaidurya stone in it, the Kaustubha stone on the neck, Chaitanya Bhagavad describes, four arms holding the Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, the Pitambara, the golden dhoti, a vanamala, a garland of forest flowers. As the Brahman meditated, that form changed. That form changed. His eyes were still tied shut. The astrologer saw in his meditation as he chanted his Gopal mantra that this form was suddenly surrounded by a prison. And in the prison, Devaki and Vasudeva were sitting there. This Brahmana, this astrologer suddenly saw that form changed into a beautiful tiny little baby boy. That same Gopal whose mantra he was chanting, the Gopal mantra. He saw the delicate tenderness of this boy, the sweetness of this boy. And the Brahmana opened his eyes. He was grateful that his Gopal mantra had given him this vision. But he didn't think that's the boy who was standing in front of him. So he looked at the golden complexion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was now still a grihastha. And he prayed to Gopal. Gopal, please, now tell me, who is this Brahmana? He's asking me, who am I? Who was I in the past? Please tell me, don't fail me. He closed his eyes tight shut again. And as he closed his eyes, oh my God! As he closed his eyes tight shut, suddenly, he saw a personality with greenish complexion holding a bow and an arrow. He still was like, don't tell me this is Ram, Gopal. Suddenly that form of Ram changed. There were the waters of devastation. And in the waters of devastation, he saw a boar holding the planet, the whole universe, the planet Earth on his tusks. The astrologer said, no, can't be. And one after the other, Ram changed to Varaha. From Varaha he saw Narsimhadev. Then he saw all the waters in which Matsya was playfully sporting. Then he saw Balram intoxicated with a plow in his hand. Then he saw Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra standing right next to each other. This Brahmana opened his eyes and saw Nimai Pandit. I said, I'm bewildered. I think this Brahman is so expert in chanting mantras. His mantras are more powerful than me. He's doing casting some spell on me. I think some demigods have probably some supernatural effect they're producing in my head. I don't know. As he opened his eye, Nimai Pandit said, so, who do you think am I? The Brahmana was so bewildered. He said, Nimai, you go, you do your daily tasks. I'll come back in the afternoon and I'll answer that question. Vrindavan Das Thakur ends that pastime there. He said, he went to somewhere. He said, you go, you do your duties and come back. I'll answer that question in the afternoon. And Kaviraj Goswami says it a little differently. Kaviraj Goswami says, he said to the Lord that you are the one who's the owner of Vaikuntha and all of these things. And then he was a little bewildered. And then he said to Lord Chaitanya, whoever you are, it doesn't matter, but I'll worship you. And it is at that point of time that Lord Chaitanya bestowed upon this astrologer pure love of God. And this is how he ends this pastime in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bo.